Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. The peninsula of Istria is one of the best olive oil producing regions in the world. But Istrian cuisine is so much more than the olives. This week we head to Pula and its neighboring villages to discover some of the area's delicacies. Our guide is Monocle's Anna Sivetska.
They say all roads lead to Rome, but if you happen to spot a Roman Colosseum next to the Adriatic Sea, you haven't taken a wrong turn. You find yourself in Pula, Croatia, and there are plenty of delicious reasons to take a break just here and discover Istrian cuisine. Rome can wait. Any other place can wait. You are in Istria now, and it's time for a feast. Let's start at the Colosseum. Impressive, isn't it? So much history and many traditions around. And they're not solely preserved in the architecture, but also in the cuisine. Head west to the House of Istrian Olive Oil. It tells the story of olive growing in Istria, from Roman times to the present day. Advertising itself as the tastiest museum in Istria, it won't let you leave without a guided olive oil tasting.
So we can see it.
In the museum shop, as well as in the nearby Nature Croatia, you can stock up on bottles of best oils like Bellini, Negri, Dolia or Salvela, but also jars of Ivar and white and black truffles. Maybe you are an olive oil fan and want to get to the nitty-gritty of oil making. Or you really care about having a bottle of organic oil on your table. Or you want to adopt an olive tree. You can do this all in a great atmosphere by heading to Cadenela in Vodnjan. There, Lupieri family, Lupieri father and sons, have been taking care of the orchards and tending the olive trees for years. And they won't shy away from sharing their knowledge. Speaking of family, friends and traditions, there is no dinner like a dinner at Alla Beccaccia. Featured in the Michelin Guide, the restaurant is located in the back garden of a boutique hotel. Start with a selection of Istrian cheese and ham and a carafe of the house red wine. Then, indulge in pasta with wild asparagus or mushroom. Meat, veal tail will be far from disappointing. And as the bottles of wine keep coming, we meet the owner of the place nonchalantly helping the waiters in attending to the guests and nonchalantly humming songs. The house speciality? Woodcock, just like Beccaccia in the restaurant's name. This you need to pre-order and the owner himself will shoot one for you. Dessert? A scoop of vanilla ice cream on a slice of ricotta cheese drizzled with honey. The triumph of simplicity. You can't leave Istria without tasting the fish. And here, another Michelin-recommended place, Batalina. Cash only, reservations only, but a bit of planning in advance, and you will be amazed by what can be done with fish, just as Anthony Bourdain was once. The menu is presented to the guests verbally, and already the starters can make you speechless. Grilled red mullet, crispy fish bones, shark liver pate, carpaccio with caviar, from head to tail, including the bones. Fusion of colors and textures. Variety of fish for mains, prepared by a 19-year-old cook. Hardly anyone leaves before closing. However, if you're looking for a quick fish snack in the center of Pula, drop by Hook & Cook. Go for hot tuna and squid ink dyed bun with wasabi and chili. Let's talk wines. Malvasia and Teran are the Istrian wines to explore while in Pula. A decent refreshing Malvasia will accompany your meal at Piazza Nove, behind the Temple of Augustus. My favorite Malvasia Istarska, Trapan Uroboros. And as the wine station Trapan is a short drive from Pula, you can taste all of their wines while listening to the story of Bruno Trapan, the rock and roll winemaker.
Besides Istria, Teran can only be found in one small part of Slovenia, in Kras, and nowhere else in the world. So this is definitely something very unique and something that really reflects the terroir of Istria. And Teran is absolutely the king of red wines, well, at least in Istria.
And if you are looking for a sweet conclusion of a day well spent on the boat, a glass of Teranino, a delicious liquor from Teran grapes, will do. Oh, when in Istria, enjoy life, or do as the Croats do.
This has been episode number 141 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Anna Sivetska for the tour in Pula. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.